Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a full plate for you today, folks. Abortion, baby formula, mass shootings, and a host of other things that Democrats do every single day to torch this country, to try to divide and conquer us, because that's what they do. And I'm going to piece a lot of this together in a way that you will hear on no other program. It's not a brag. It's just, you know, other programs do their things their way, and I do mine mine. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to come out of this with a lot of knowledge and a lot of strategy around an understanding of the strategy of the Democrats. Because let me tell you something. What I see desperation. That's what I would title, pardon me, this segment is desperation. I will talk about it today. I will talk about it for the remainder of the week. And we will talk about it up until the midterms. And then we're going to talk about it up until 2024 election, because the only thing the Democrats have is desperation. They got nothing to run on. They have nothing to point at and say, we've improved this. Let me tell you something. They got some bad news over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw this, but in case you noticed, Joe Biden resorted to name-calling President Donald Trump. He refers to him as the MAGA king, and you're hearing these people talk about the MAGA people, the MAGA this, etc. It's a ploy. And here's the thing. It isn't going to work. Everything that the Democrats have tried is backfiring. Wu flu, scam, all of it. I mean, look, I'm not going to rehash Russian collusion and all that stuff, but I just want to say it as a reminder that the Democrats have nothing. Everything that they've told you has been a big, fat lie. But here's what's interesting. The MAGA king dominated the news cycle, but it backfired on Joe Biden. Trump owned it. Yeah, the MAGA king. You own it. Are you running away from MAGA? Let me tell you guys something. You ran away from Tea Party. You ran away. Shame on you for doing that. That was the most powerful group in the world politically. It changed. It revolutionized this country. Beginning in 2008, you can say, well, it didn't get rid of Obama. No, but it held him accountable. It was being discussed on the floors of Congress every single day. They had the Tea Party caucus in Congress. I could go on. We were relevant. The little guy, who's really the big guy, because we're the employers of these people. And everybody ran away. Oh, Kevin, don't use Tea Party to call your social media site Tea Party Community. It went on and on and on. Unbelievable. But you're not running from MAGA. And the Democrats can't wrap their minds around it. Why won't these people run from MAGA? We're ridiculing it. We're making fun of their leader. And Trump goes, no, I like it. I like it. Call me the MAGA king. It's no problem. I'm the MAGA king. America first, MAGA. And you are standing fast. And that is the problem the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans and other leftists have, is when you back somebody with legitimate votes. Let me tell you something. Nobody is questioning the number of votes Donald Trump got. Nobody. If you're questioning it, you know what you're questioning? Did he get more? You don't wonder, oh, come on, I know those are fake votes. I know. It's never been discussed. But let me tell you, we know for a fact Joe Biden's got fake votes, bots. Trump will talk about it a little bit. If we get to this Elon Musk thing. But they're bots. They were fabricated digital votes for Joe Biden. That's why they're going, okay, we can fabricate these digital votes and cheat for one guy. We can do an orchestrated cheat for one guy. Can we do an orchestrated cheat for 435 congressional races and 33 Senate races? No. They got massive problems, and the Democrats know this. This is why they, and by the way, I want you to understand, Donald Trump and the MAGA King, he knocked off abortion. He knocked it off the docket. The media is what I'm telling you, folks. They were consumed with abortion, right? The SCOTUS leak. By the way, why haven't we found the leaker? But they were consumed with this. This is going to be the catalyst. This will drive all these young girls to vote for Joe Biden. Yeah, the octogenarian brain dead moron. There's nothing sexy about switching your vote to Joe Biden. See, it was sexy to switch your vote to baby black Jesus, Barack Obama. If we were talking about this and Barack Obama were president in 2000, you know, were running in 2008, they would have gotten massive appeal. All the young girls, oh my gosh, he's going to protect my body. Joe Biden, that 80-year-old fool, they're not worried about him. And as I'm going to point out here in a bit, they're much more concerned with other things. But here's my bigger point. The MAGA King, why did Joe Biden bring that up? Because the Democrats tested that amongst their own people. They don't do anything unscripted. Joe Biden and the Democrats tested it. It was in talking points all across media. They tested it and then they tried it. And you know what they did? They knocked their own story, abortion, out of the media cycle in hopes that they could turn this country away from the MAGA folks. And there are people out there in the Republican Party going, well, Kevin, I mean, they're trying to divide us. I mean, we got the McCainites here in Arizona, and we got the anti-Trumpers and nationally and all that. Let me tell you, you can put all those people together, and Donald Trump, I remind you, got 75 million votes, and nobody is debating it. There's not a single person here going, well, that's bot traffic, man. No, he legitimately got 75 million votes. So as you contemplate all these scenarios, I want you to remember that. More votes than any sitting president ever. And by the way, more votes than any president ever. In other words, people voted more for Donald Trump in the second election of Donald Trump than they did in the first. And in what is completely blows the presidential numbers out of the water, he got 16 million more votes. Donald Trump in his second term got more than Barack Obama did in his first. That is what you should be focused on. So they can talk about divide and conquer. The left have not divided us. Oh, there's a fringe group of idiotic Republicans and, you know, the George Conways of the world who are just out there to, you know, paid by Democrats as shills to do what they do. But you stuck firm. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you something. The name calling didn't work. Donald Trump accepts the MAGA King, and the polling will prove that the Democrats are desperate.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
King Donald Trump, he accepts his new title, his new crown, his new throne, made of gold, manufactured in America. Why did Biden shift from the story that dominated the news cycle, specifically abortion, and pivot to attacking MAGA and get his former press secretary, who just left recently, and get her to do that, you know, to actually try to reinforce this idea of MAGA bad, MAGA people bad, the MAGA vote, the super MAGA. What they call us, the super MAGA? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You know why they shifted, why they pivoted? Because abortion didn't sell. It didn't sell. Yeah, we've touched on this subject. And I'm going to tell you, we always panic as conservatives. We're, oh man, we can't, if we come out as pro-life, what, you're protecting babies. Look, no matter how you look at it, I don't care whether you believe in killing babies or you don't. When the person says, look, I don't know which side you want to err on it, but I err on the side of not killing. In other words, I'm like a Buddhist. You know, you may not kill a bug. You may kill a bug, but and I don't kill a bug, but it's tough for you to get mad at me when I go, listen, I don't want to kill anything. I don't want to kill a bug. You can't even get mad at a Buddhist. I mean, yeah, so you wouldn't kill an ant if it bit you? No, no. Yeah, that's a Buddhist. No, no. You can't be mad at him. Like, why don't you kill the ant, man? The ant's biting you. I mean, why don't you kill it? And the Buddhist goes, but I don't believe in killing. What I'd like to do is I remove the ant. And I put it back in its proper environment, and you're, no man, you gotta kill that ant, or the bee, or choose your insect. But Buddha, you can't get mad at him. How are you gonna get mad at us? Explain to me how you're mad at me when I say, listen, you're pregnant? Yeah, well, you know, why do you want to kill the embryo, the zygote, whatever you want to call it? Why do you want to kill it? That's the way you started. Man, don't you tell me what to do with my body. I'm not telling you what to do with your body. I'm telling you what's going to happen to the body inside of you. By the way, you know, that's how you came to be. Why are you going to get mad at me? Because, you're violating my rights. Yeah, but you're violating the rights of a person who formed just like you. See, in other words, I can pose this argument or this debate in such a way that I'm not mad at you. I get it's your decision. I get it. But all I'm telling you is this is what you're doing. So how are you going to get mad at me? Let me ask you this. If you carried it to term, wouldn't it be a baby? Would it be a baby? Yeah. So why are you mad at me for protecting your kid? Hey, let me ask you this question. If your kid were 5 years old and about to drive his little trike out into traffic and I saved your kid, then would you be mad at me? So let me ask you. So what you really care about is when I decide to try to save your kid. It's okay with you if I save your kid at 5 years old, but it's not okay if I save your kid at 5 weeks old. Is that what we're trying to debate here? What is the timeline for saving a child? That's how you wage an argument, people. I know. You're welcome. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, I remind you. So, in the last CNN poll conducted prior to the SCOTUS leak, Republicans held a 1% lead over Democrats, 45 to 44%, when the people were asked which party you plan to support in the next congressional, in your congressional district. 45 to 44 Republicans. 1 point difference, Republicans leading. But in the latest poll conducted May 3rd through the 5th, post SCOTUS leak, Republicans gained ground as the lead grew from 1% to 7%. Now, you want to talk about a shock for the Democrat system, folks. This was it. Support for the Democratic candidate increased from 45% to 49%, while support for the Democrat fell from 44% to 42%. Now, that's bad news for Democrats, folks, but it gets worse because in what Democrats hoped would tip the scale in favor of the tried and true or trusty old it's my body vote, the SCOTUS leak failed. When measuring opinion on Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision making abortion a federally protected right, pollsters found that among voters who said they would be sad if Roe were overturned, 20% were extremely or very enthusiastic to vote. However, among those who said they would be happy if Roe were overturned, 38% were extremely or very enthusiastic to vote. There is an 18-point gap in enthusiasm for the pro-life crowd versus the pro-death crowd, something Democrats likely didn't expect. And that is why they are pivoting. That move, by the way, from the SCOTUS leak, desperation on the part of the Democrats. They hope this story would last through the election cycle, and it's already running out of steam. Democrats warned Americans, folks, if this decision is overturned, you will have awakened the sleeping giant, they said. That's the types of terms. You're poking the bear, poking the tiger. Well, that may not very well be the case. I don't believe it to be this, be that way. One has to eat every day. See, you might get an abortion. It, for women, you can say, well, listen, you may want to kill your baby at some point. You know, women, most women are like, no, I don't think so. I mean, I get what you're saying about it being my body, but no, I don't think I'm into killing babies. The majority of women are not interested in having abortions. By the way, in case you didn't know this, even women who have abortions, they're really not that interested in it. It was a desperation move on their part. And many of them regret it. See, the Democrats make you think that, oh, it's nothing, man. It's like, you know, taking a dump. No, it's not. It's something that psychologically impacts them, and they try to play it off. Far too many people are understanding it. And let me tell you, these youth are having to deal with life and death at a much earlier age than many of us, especially if they live in these urban indoctrination centers. So many women folks realize that the Democrats are using abortion as a political hot button, but they don't care about women any more than they care about any special interest voting bloc. Democrats have used abortion before to try to win elections. They did it in Texas with that lady, whatever her name was, the abortion queen, and Governor Abbott cleaned her clock. She got 38% of the vote. And then women try the, well, women make less than men strategy. Let me just tell you, it's all failing. The abortion strategy failed, so Biden went to the MAGA king to think that was going to attack. But as I said, Trump's got 75 million real voters that overshadow any bots or ballot harvesters. And the Republicans are more energized. They said, of this poll, 7% more were more enthusiastic to vote in the next election for the Democrats, but Republicans, 9% were more enthusiastic. In many states, you probably haven't heard this, in some cases, Republicans are out-registering Democrats at least 2-1, or certainly 1.2. I've seen 1.2-1 and 2-1. So, attack us. Do what you want. You're not going to win, Democrats.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators are looking into the history of the suspect accused of shooting and killing 10 people inside a Buffalo grocery store over the weekend. The FBI says Peyton Gendron wrote a lengthy manifesto online and previously threatened to shoot up a high school in New York about a year ago. Former FBI Special Agent Bill Daley says the investigation is just beginning.
How this individual was so radically motivated, this evil ideology, who else would have maybe known about his planning? Are there other people who've kind of incited him to do so, or groups? I think it's very important that they kind of get that ahead of this investigation.
The price of gas is soaring toward $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Finland and Sweden both announced they're pursuing membership into the NATO alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland's ambassador to the United States, Mikko Hautala, tells Fox News his country would pull more than its weight in the alliance.
We are spending more than 2%. We have a large army. We have a modern air force, I think one of the best in Europe.
Addressing the nationwide shortage of baby formula has the attention of the highest levels of the Biden administration.
If you're a shift worker with two jobs, maybe you don't have a car, you literally don't have the time or the money to be going from store to store. That's why this is such a serious issue.
That's according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Buttigieg defending actions taken by the administration despite criticism from Republicans that the administration acted too slowly. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The voters' views about the economy begin to harden in an election year around May. That theory holds. Democrats are in some serious trouble right now because in our new NBC News poll, just 16% say the country's headed in the right direction, while a whopping 75% say we're on the wrong track. In fact, that wrong track number has been 70-plus for 7 months, which in the past has signaled big losses for the governing party. President Biden's numbers have hit a new low. Only 39% approve of his job performance against 56% who disapprove. In fact, the president has now become as unpopular as Donald Trump in this poll. Here's another warning sign for Democrats. Voters are split over who they want controlling Congress, 46-46. That sounds close, but for what it's worth, in 2010, Republicans had just a two-point lead on this question nationally, and they wound up gaining 6 Senate seats and 63 House seats. If there is anything approaching a silver lining for Democrats, it's the issue of abortion. Given the leaked Supreme Court draft decision, 60% say abortion should be legal all or most of the time, the highest we've ever recorded in our poll, versus just 37% who say abortion should be illegal all or most of the time. And abortion has now become the top issue for people who will decide how to vote based on a single issue.
Welcome, everybody. That was Chuck Todd of MSNBC giving the Democrats some bad news. Very bad news. And we all know this. And the real crux of what he was saying there was, thank God for the killing of babies. Because the Democrats, if you are a single issue voter, that's the one that's going to have the most meaning to you. But there's so many gaps in there. So many. And it was a video, so you didn't get to see some of the other things that they were putting up on the screen. But first thing that you should note is 16% of the country says we're going in the right direction. 75%. Repeat, 75%. Three-quarters of this country say wrong direction. Doesn't leave very many people neutral, does it? Only 9% of the people didn't respond. And what do you think they think? They're undecided? What's going to be the tipping point for that 9% that would get those numbers, if you added to this, to 84% of the people thinking we're in the wrong direction? But even if those numbers went to Biden, that 9%, he'd get 25%. So what is the split of that 9? It doesn't really matter. Is the first thing I want to tell you. And secondarily, if anything else tips them over the edge and they come to us, it'll be the same landslide it was in 2020. There is nothing Joe Biden has done to make people trust and believe in him. I said it earlier. She's shifting. And even with Chuck Todd, with this report, this is over the weekend, saying, oh, well, you know, it's bad news. But there is a silver, he goes, if there is a silver lining, and him reporting back on abortion, as I said earlier, that the Democrats are already shifting their strategy. They've already shifted strategy to going back to going at the orange guy. To belittling you, to making you think your vote doesn't matter, that you're silly for wanting to vote for Trump. Oh, how dare you? Let me tell you something that's happened. Folks, I want you to understand, this is not just you thinking this, a handful of people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is all over the country, that people are no longer afraid to speak openly about every one of these issues. The resolve that people feel right now is more than palpable. It isn't something that's a pulse that you're trying to see. Does he have a pulse or feel for it? They're vocal. People are speaking out about inflation, Joe Biden being the big guy, Hunter Biden being crooked, ties to Russia, ties to China. I just told you guys the other maybe I don't know if we got into it, but I mentioned in another show a while back that the deficit has grown. That's going to impact things. Supply chain problems continue. Let me tell you why when I was talking about the deficit, I didn't mean the deficit. I meant the our trade gap, that's grown. That's going to mess with the supply chain, because the more you continue to depend on others outside of the supply chain, the worse it's going to get. If they could get it to nearshore or even onshore, which is what Trump was doing, you can mitigate supply chain. Here's it put another way. If China, your nemesis, is the difference between you getting product or not getting product, and they decide who they want to serve, you might not get your product. 16% of people right direction, 75% wrong direction. But you know what else Chuck Todd said? He said it's been over 70% wrong direction for months. Not just recently. This is a trend line. And you know what else he hasn't said to you? That he didn't say in that report, Biden's numbers of it going in the right direction has been dropping for months. Not maybe as big as going in the wrong direction, but it's been dropping. Maybe at one point, I'm not going to look, you can go do the research yourself, but maybe at one point, 30% of Americans, because he says it was over 70%, maybe 30% of Americans at one point thought Biden was taking us in the right direction, and that's down to 16%. I don't think that Trump ever, somebody look it up, I don't think Trump ever polled 16% in the wrong direction. Now, he made the comment, Chuck Todd did. He says, well, here's even worse numbers after he told you that, which it can't get much worse than that, but it does. He says only 39% of the people like Biden, want him as president. 56% do not. Worse numbers so far. And it's only going to get worse. Only going to get worse. So, this is rehashing another poll, but remember this. 24%, only 24% of Democrats want Biden to run again. Now, when you think about that number, I want you to understand 76% of Democrats are going, oh, heck no. Maybe a bunch of them are in this wrong track number I gave you earlier. 24% rather of people want Biden to run. That should tell you quite a bit. When you're analyzing these numbers, 24% of the people would want this guy again? What could you possibly be thinking? So then they get to the issue of abortion, which we talked about earlier, and I'm going to wrap it back around this. Top single issue based for in terms of voters, the Democrats accomplished exactly what they needed, but not in the numbers they needed. It was a top issue as for single-base voters, you know, single-issue voters. Now, what do you think the number was? I don't know if he said it. I don't think he said it, but it was on the graphic. 22% said, if it's a single issue, I'll put that. He says that's the top. Guns was number two. Now, as you consider, and I'm going to give you the other ones here in a second. 22% for abortion, 12% for guns. Now, when you consider single issue voters, that doesn't mean leftists. That doesn't mean that abortion rights, abortions are, the people that support abortions are, it's the biggest issue. It's also pro-life people. That's maybe their single biggest issue. When you look at guns, which was 12%, it isn't anti-gun, it's guns in general. The same people polled are, these are the people that believe in their Second Amendment rights. Border security, 9%. As a national figure, I mean, that's a big number. But again, it's not so much border security of people living in the interior. It's people in the that are seeing border security and saying, I want something done. Now, on climate change, it very well could be leftist. So here's what I'm getting at. These are not leftist numbers that say, ooh, this is a big issue and you better be afraid, conservatives. Going back to the original numbers, 75% of people said we're headed in the wrong direction. It was 72%, 71%, and 70% going back the last 3 months or so. This is horrible news for the Democrats. And if your key issue is killing babies in the womb, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a tough time selling people on that. And my final point, and I said it earlier, where's inflation? When you factor inflation and all these other things, and so let's get away from single issue. Let's go to multiple issue voters. When you start looking at crime, corruption in government, inflation, Bidenflation, and all the other problems that the Democrats are having, now add that to it, and what do you think these poll numbers become? Chuck Todd's right. He's telling us nothing we don't already know. Joe Biden and team are going to get crushed. You will have a reason to celebrate again soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We begin our headline segment by talking about breaking the public trust. So let me give you a few things to think about. Jussie Smollett. What did that do to break your trust? It validated what we already know. Leftists will lie about anything. They will make up stuff in order to make themselves have better careers, get more money, etc. And they don't care who they use. Jussie Smollett still selling his lie. Will Smith. Will Smith can't take a joke. He's in a relationship where he's a cuckold guy with a woman who spreads her dirt all over the place. He's got a horrible life, even though he's on top of the world. What about Johnny Depp? Same thing for him. Worse, Amber Heard, his girlfriend, I don't know if you're following this nonsense, but she's not doing much to help the Me Too movement, I'll put it that way. Where's Kamala Harris, speaking of the Me Too movement, the vice president who slept her way to the top? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Before I get into headlines, I want to ask you questions about why do you not believe people? Why do you not believe the news media? Why are you skeptical? Do you think you're the only ones? You think we're the only little spot in the universe, spot of digital radio, internet space, whatever, that believes this stuff, that's part of the conspiracy? Or do you think that maybe others feel this way? Let me ask you, did Hunter Biden make you feel better about what gets reported in the news or worse? What do you think the people when happened at the WAPO in New York Times when they finally had to confess that for 18 months they knew Hunter Biden's laptop was legitimately his, that he was on there with prostitutes, doing coke, and who knows, God knows what else, possibly all the other things he's been accused of, and his dad is more than likely, we know it for a fact, the big guy, and he's been paying him off. What about Hillary Clinton? What about when you found out what we already knew, that the whole Russian collusion thing was made up as part of the Hillary Clinton campaign, and worse than that, our clandestine agencies participated? You got more faith in the FBI? You got more faith in the CIA? You got more faith in the NSA? Who else? Oh, there's other initialists. Clandestine agencies out there that are all nothing more than a pack of lies, government attack dogs coming after you. Did 2,000 Mules teach you anything if you've seen the movie? From what I hear, great content, not exactly the best made movie. I heard the reenactments were hokey. But the information's legit. I'm just trying to help you understand why the Democrats are where they are and what an opportunity we have, conservatives. Holy crap. If we squander this, we deserve to have our butts kicked in every election. Hey, you need some more? Fauci the fraud. How's he doing? How's that holding up, everything that he said? You concerned about going back to a mask? What happened to the vax mandates? We got to have 100%, must be 100%, because without the 100%, but even when we get to 100%, we're still not at 100% because the whole world is not vaccinated. I remember hearing that clip and saying to myself, this dude should be kicked out of this country for what he's doing. You believe the numbers regarding vaccines? Do you believe the effectiveness of masks anymore? Are you ready to lock down? Or let me ask you, have you gone back to normal? When somebody sneezes, do you just say, bless you now? What about CNN? CNN having to do multiple mea culpas, coming out with stories. We played a clip of Chuck Todd telling you, poll numbers, man, that's bad for Democrats. But are they any better? Are they still considered fake news? What's going on in social media with Elon Musk's potential takeover of Twitter and Donald Trump's deal? He seems to be gaining a little steam with Truth Social. At least it's not completely dead at this point. Before we get into headlines, I just want to set the stage. Crime rates. How do you feel about crime? Joe Biden just released a statement saying, I gave you a bunch of money now. Cities, you need to go out and do your job. Go protect people. You have the clip?
We need states and communities to invest in things like jobs and training for young people, summer programs, drug treatment and mental health programs, housing, criminal justice reform, reentry support for people coming home from after incarceration. As I said in the cabinet room, you know, the idea that when you get let out of prison after serving your time, you get $25 and a bus ticket, and you're going to end up under the same bridge you came from before. But you should be entitled, if you've served your time, to everything from Pell Grants to food to food stamps, the whole deal, to be able to take advantage of changing your life. And my administration is investing in those elements. The cities, the counties, and the states should be doing the same thing with the money they have, because they are demonstrated ways to reduce crime. The bottom line is this. Across the board, we're making sure the communities have the resources available to them that they've never had before, so they don't have to make tough choices between and among doing these things. Reduce violence and ensure safety. It's up to the cities, the towns, and the counties to spend the money and spend it now. It's there. It's been appropriated.
More Democrat talking points. They do nothing. You know who the only president who's acted on any of the things that Joe Biden just talked about? I know it's going to come as a shock. Donald Trump. But now Biden wants to fund the police. He's saying the money's there. Go make them safe. Because it's an issue. Guns are an issue. Crime is an issue. But not in the Democrats' favor. Neither one. So there he is talking about that. I told you guys that there are so many things right now that the Democrats have to be concerned about. Inflation, the price of food and gas. Here's what somebody had to say about this, and this has to do with the trade deficit. Inflation, supply imbalances, and strong demand for imported goods widened the U.S. trade deficit to a record in March, with clothing, computers, and vehicles driving the surge. The trade gap in goods and services widened by 22.3% in March from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted $109.8 billion. So in March, our trade deficit jumped up 22.8% a quarter to almost $110 billion. Now extrapolate that out for the year. That means we would have a trade deficit of almost $1.3 trillion per year. The highest it's been is like $790 billion. So we are becoming more dependent upon getting products from outside of America. It says, before the Wu Flu pandemic, they call it COVID-19, the trade deficit had hovered for years between $40 billion and $50 billion a month. It was $109.8 billion, $110 for all intents and purposes. It's hovered between $40 to $50 billion. And that's where it is. Here's another thing, and we talked about this earlier. Americans are more concerned about inflation than they are abortion. Chuck Todd said, if you're a single-issue voter, abortion is your number one issue. 22% of you say that. The problem is, you're not single-issue voters. Even women who've gotten abortions, those contemplating them, those who've had them and regret them, those who've had them and still feel like it's no big deal, they are not single-issue voters. We've got some other polling information, but I'm not going to recap what we already talked about. But here's what I will tell you. Bad news for Biden. Matchup between Trump and Biden again in 2024. They said in a hypothetical matchup, Trump would get 50% of the vote. Biden would get 36%. Now, we went over these numbers before. And as I mentioned, I think when we talked about it at the time, nothing's new here. Trump got over 50% of the vote. Biden only got 36% of the vote. But things don't get better for Biden when he goes against other Republicans. And I went into the DeSantis numbers. That DeSantis beats Biden, not by as far of a margin. I know that probably shocks some people. But all these things that we could talk about, all these various headlines, are the reason. The crime rate. Hunter Biden, gun violence across this country, and so on and so forth. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.